I have Sloan Lotta in the studio with me this morning. She is the teen librarian, media specialist, and I guess probably the only person willing to come in the studio from the Independence County Library. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning. How are you?
We are just in the middle of springtime here, and the library here on Main Street, just kind of a hotbed of activity over there. You have some things that are going on just this week, and then you have regular events that go on as well. Tell me a little bit about what's going on this week. I know you have an author coming in tonight.
We sure do. We have a local author coming in tonight, Mr. David C. McKinney. He's going to be in sharing some stories that he collected from his grandmother that really just explain about how his family migrated from Germany and some of the things that they did right when they moved here and their industry and how they kept busy and supported themselves. So he'll be there tonight. We're going to have light appetizers. He'll be there selling books, and then he'll sign them after he speaks about them. So we'd love to see everybody out tonight. We always love to support a local author. Another program that we have this week, that's Thursday from 4 to 6. This is a partnership that we have with Family Violence Prevention, and we're going to be offering dinner and conversation for the teenagers, and we're going to be talking about ways that they can prevent dating violence. So very important, and we look forward to hosting our friends from Family Violence Prevention for that.
All right. Now, on these two events for this week, tonight and Thursday night, any reservation or any type of call ahead needed?
Absolutely not. Just come on. We'd love to have you.
All right. Now, we also have some recurring events that happen at the library. And when I came down to see you a couple of weeks ago, one of those was going on, Coffee and Colors.
Coffee and Colors is great. So this is a group for adults. We meet every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. We have free coffee, and we sit around, and we visit, and we color coloring pages. And it's just great to relax and chat.
It looked like they were having a good time in there a couple of weeks ago.
It's a big group, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we enjoy it. They enjoy it. We love having them every Tuesday. I'd love for anybody to come out and see what fun that is.
Now, do you have are these the detailed coloring pages with the real small areas like I would, color outside the lines,
so
or at least like the old stuff?
We do offer those. You can be as artistic as you want. We'll even throw in a paint by numbers for you, or a color by numbers if you need the little help there. But Miss Kelly also throws out word searches. So if you don't want to color, you can search for words.
Excellent.
We've got you covered.
Coffee and Colors. That's every Tuesday morning at 10, and you supply the coffee over
there.
We
sure do.
And then Fridays, you have the Littles in the Library program. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. This is the most fun you're going to have on Friday morning. So this is for children 0 to 4 who may not do great at story time, but still need socialization, and they still need to fall in love with their library. So their caregivers bring them, again, free coffee. Are you seeing a theme here?
I see a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Any of these programs that I'm doing, there's coffee. And they just play for an hour, and it is so much fun. And then when they leave, I get to clean up the mess. So it's so peaceful for the adults. They just really get to enjoy their Friday morning.
And you don't look like you mind that at all.
I don't. It's great. We have a great time.
Very good. Now, for people who maybe have not been in the library, because timing was kind of off, we got the library moved into its new location, mm-hmm. the old Barnett building, and then everything broke loose with the pandemic. So I know a lot of people, even though it's been several years now that the library has been in its current location, maybe they haven't been in to check it out.
They absolutely should if they haven't. It's great. We are ranked one of the top 10 libraries in our state. That's something we're very proud of. It is beautiful, but we are open. We are back in the full swing of things, so we have programs. If you just want to come in and check out some material, do that.
And you have not only books, some magazines, and all those types of things. You have internet access. You have all these programs. It really is quite a great place, a good social center.
It's great. Yes, it's a great community hub.
And the one thing that I liked when I came in there, used to, everybody came in the library, and you were really quiet. Not the case anymore.
No, if it was a quiet library, I would not be able to work there. So it's great. It's much more of a community center. Think of it as another living room, and just come in and hang out with us.
Love it. Absolutely. Sloan Law with the Independence County Library. Come back and visit with us every now and then.
Absolutely.
All right. Good to have you in this morning.
Thank you, sir.